morning show is on the radio. Good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Here we sit. Today is Monday, November the 18th of 2019. What's our temperature this morning as we start the day?
Just a mere 36.
It's cold out there. And here's a heads up for those of you who have a short drive to work like I do.
Mm-hmm.
There's a good chance your car won't even warm up before you get there.
Oh, yeah, like under the carport, sitting outside.
I'm telling you, it never got warm in my car, and I'm shivering my whole way to work. How was your weekend?
You know what? It was great. It was just me and my son, Kurt, and we just kind of hung out and chilled, and I got to spend time with him, so it was good.
Nice, relaxing weekend?
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic.
How about you?
Oh, yeah, there's tons of relaxing in my house. Not exactly the most relaxing weekend, but I did A-State football.
Yeah.
I have good pictures up from the game.
Yeah.
So anyway, you can check those out on my social media, Brandon on KFIN.
Let's throw one back on this day in country music with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So the year was 1998 and the Dixie Chicks had the number one song in country music. Making a big comeback in 2020 with the tour and everything.
She traveled this road as a child. Wide-eyed and grinning, she never tired. But now she won't be coming back with the rest. If these are life's lessons, she'll take this.
The Dixie Chicks. The Dixie Chicks, Wide Open Spaces, number one on this day in 1998.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
My name's Brandon. Her name's Kelly.
I like your shirt.
Thank you. I'm wearing my, as you call them, my cool clothes.
Yes.
I saw that comment on my wife's Instagram, and I was like, she's basically being offensive, but trying to make it look like she's being funny.
But you giggled, though, didn't you?
No.
You giggled, I can tell.
It hurt my feelings.
No, because what's funny is you're just barely in her video showing how you opened a bottle of wine or something. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, oh, my husband, he's so wonderful. Mm-hmm. And I was like, at least he's in his cool clothes.
Yeah, but those are the same clothes I had on Friday because I just put them on real quick to go out Saturday morning. I'm like, that's great. 2 days of the same shirt. Way to go, hon.
So you have basically the same shirt, but it's a different color.
Well, and I thought
because
about that.
Because if it works, get several different colors.
Because hoodies are cool.
No, I'm with you.
That's why I bought them. So I have three.
You're so cool now.
I am so much cooler than I was 6 days ago. I don't know if you guys can sense it through the radio, but I do feel a lot cooler today. It makes no difference whatsoever. Now, I did have this debate in my mind because Monday, like, I'll go ahead and admit, I struggle on Mondays. It's the toughest day of the week for me to want to get up and come in. I don't know why.
Because we have two glorious days of, well, some of us do. I know, but we have, you know, our days off, we feel like. And then you have to kind of jump back in.
Almost just threw on an Elite Men's Health t-shirt and my baggy jeans. And I thought, Brandon, don't do it. You can't set the standard on Friday and fail it by Monday. You can't do that.
Well, I decided to go full makeup and less dressed up.
Let me see what you're wearing. Stand up.
Hang on.
All right, spin.
No, I'm not going to spin.
Hey, now.
I'm not spinning.
What is she doing?
I'm not going to spin in a sweatshirt and jeans.
Why are you modeling?
Because you just said to.
Who wakes up and models at 6:24 in the morning?
I guess I should raise my hand.
Can I tell you what was frustrating to me, though? We woke up, and sometimes on Sunday mornings, I run out and get us a little breakfast, bring it back home. We all kind of sit on the couch and watch TV and eat. I didn't feel like getting out because it was cold. So I went into the fridge and I found cinnamon rolls. I'm like, how long have these been here? And Kai's like, Dad, make sure they're still good. And they were still good. So I put them on the oven rack and went in there and made my cinnamon rolls. 12 minutes later, they pop out. They smell amazing. And then I realized that they stress me out a whole lot. And I think it's the reason I don't make them more often. And they're the simple ones. All you do is open the can of them. You pop it like biscuits and you set them out.
I was going to say, so you're not doing anything homemade.
No.
It's the easy stuff.
Yeah, it's the easy stuff.
I'm all about it.
But here's where it becomes difficult. And anybody who buys cinnamon rolls at the store can probably relate. You're trying to get an equal amount of frosting, the icing, on each cinnamon roll. And literally, if you have 8 rolls, they only give you enough icing for 6.
That is true.
Why does it stress me out so bad?
And then everyone wants to be the first to pick because the very first one to go is going to be which one?
Oh, the one with the most icing.
Yeah, so you have to be really careful.
So I was trying to be, you know, put them on there and make it even. And then I got to the last one and there was barely anything on that one. I'm like, does this one go to the dogs or who gets this one?
No, you have to take some from each one and kind of, you know, make it even.
I tried that. But it stresses me out. Like, why can't they just put a little more icing in there? Or give me one less roll, but give me more icing? Because truly, who really wants the roll? Like, nobody really wants the roll.
You've got to have the icing. Yeah.
Definitely. I don't know. Kind of stressed me out.
Maybe you should write a letter.
Who would I write it to?
The cinnamon roll people.
The cinnamon roll
Pillsbury.
Company. I wonder if anybody else stresses over that.
Probably not.
You don't think so?
No, I get it. Because, yes, there's always less icing. Like, it's always an issue.
So, since I made them and I put the icing on them, you would think I would get to choose first, but no.
Nope.
It doesn't happen like that. Kai goes first, then Leslie, and then it's me.
Aww.
I already get the third worst one. Right? That's how it's going to work out. I do the work and I get the third worst. And by the time I go for number 2 and it's number 6, I mean, I might as well tap out. It's not even worth it.
Man.
I'm telling you, those are the modern day struggles that I'm dealing with in my house.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
So this is a crazy story how people can go from getting into a minor argument with another driver to wanting to murder them.
Oh, wow.
Now listen to this. 24-year-old Dakota from Odessa, Florida, got into an argument with another driver a couple of nights ago. Well, they drove off, but Dakota thought the other guy was following him.
Oh, I've done that before.
So he grabbed his gun, got out of his car, and shot the other car 5 times from about 50 yards away.
Never done that.
Well, he shot the wrong car. The driver he thought was actually following him wasn't.
Oh,
it was
no.
Just some innocent bystander.
Oh, no.
Well, Dakota was arrested for aggravated assault. But speaking of the wrong car, what kind of a car does a sheep like to drive?
Kelly, I have no idea. What kind does it like to drive?
A Lamborghini.
Oh, my goodness.
Happy Monday.
Yep.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Here's a heads up. The Rockin' Apple Award. Mm-hmm. We're about to schedule a party, right? This is the deal where for like the last 16 years, I've gone into schools and we throw parties and we disrupt the class and we make all kinds of noise and we give stuff away.
I remember that.
So I never went to your class, did I?
No, I was never nominated, unfortunately.
Yeah, you're also my age. But I've been to so many different schools, right? And there's people who will stop me and say, hey, you came to my school when I was in 7th grade. I'm like, how old are you now? Well, I'm 25. I'm like, son of a gun. But anyway, the deal is we have the Rockin' Apple Award. If you want to get your teacher nominated, you got to do it quick because we're about to schedule the party. So you can nominate people online on our website, which is kfine.com. Or if you don't even want to go online because maybe you'd rather us just text you the form, we can text you the form. All you have to do is text the word teacher to 62582. Text teacher to 62582. It's the Rockin' Apple Award, all presented by First National Bank, Great Clips, Schlotzky's, Uncle Matteo's Pizza, Bearded Bouquet, Bluff City Soap, and those of us at K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We had the crazy deal where we were going to quickly go through a house. It was an open house, and Kai was like, let's go through, Dad, because every once in a while he wants to walk through.
Yeah.
So we go through there, and it's one of the open houses where there is someone in there. Right? They're showing the house.
Mm-hmm.
So we're walking through and looking at all these different things and the fixtures and the backyard and all this different stuff. And we notice that Kai sits down and he gets his phone out and we look over and he says he's playing a game. But what Kai was actually doing was recording us walking through the house with the realtor. I'm like, Kai, you just can't randomly walk in and record people at their job.
Sure you can.
And he has it like this. Like, it's right up at his chest, right?
Right.
And like, you know what he's doing. He's like, no, I'm playing a game. Right. He's looking right at us the whole time. And I'm like, I think that might not be nice. Right?
Did you get some good footage?
I don't know, because we kind of had to get onto him for it. It was like the other day, we had Corey Jackson in here on Friday.
Right.
And Corey Jackson and my son do the same thing. They just start randomly recording video. Because Kelly looks over.
I know, and the video is on me, and I was slouching, and there's no telling.
Yeah, we don't practice perfect posture during the morning show.
You don't just start recording. You have to give us the heads up.
You have to give us at least 30 minutes before you hit record, right?
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Just a heads up, it's going to be cold. You might not even have time for your car to warm up before you get to work.
Yeah, just hold your breath to work.
Yep. That's a great idea.
Sometimes when I'm cold, I think that I almost do that.
Now, let me tell you what Kelly does. Anytime we're going somewhere and it's cold, she acts like she's the only person that feels that it's cold.
I bought us a present over the weekend for the K-Fine truck.
What did you buy?
I bought us some de-icer.
Oh, we needed that.
Yes.
Because I drove like Ace Ventura to the nutrition hub. I was really afraid I was going to get
in trouble.
I was
afraid as well for my life.
So Kelly gets out there. If it's raining or cold, she acts like she's the only person who has to get in the vehicle. It's almost like she would push me and David out of the way to run to the truck.
That's true.
There's 14 pieces of luggage to load into the truck, and I have to load them all while she sits
that
in
there. That is not true.
That is true.
You know that I help a little bit.
Not when it's cold or not when it's raining.
Okay, well.
So she'll get into the truck, but the joke is on her because I have the keys. And that means she can't start the truck.
And you'll sit there and won't you wait a long time.
I'll lock her in.
Yes.
I'll suffer to make her suffer.
That's true.
So over the weekend, you know, sometimes I don't know what it is about the cold weather, but it's really hard to go out and say, hey, I think I want to get a veggie burger or I want to go and eat a salad. It's tough when it's cold.
Salads are cold.
Right.
You need a warm salad.
Right.
Ugh. Yeah,
that's disgusting. Yeah. But it's legit to me. Like, it's tough this time of year to eat real healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. Because, like, crock pot meals seem like they're going to feed more people and they're warm and they cook all day and the food kind of bakes in, the taste bakes in.
Well, and I don't know what it is, but my husband, every time it gets cold, you know what sounds good? Chili.
It's a dude
thing. You
know
what sounds good? Taco soup. You know what sounds good? Potato soup.
I've done all of it.
Vegetable stew.
It all sounds good, right? So I was trying to figure out what we wanted to do yesterday because we've gone through all the soups and the beans and all the different stuff. And I went and got Super Bowl food.
Really?
Yeah. So I didn't get a lot of it, but I did queso dip with hot spicy sausage, right? And the bowl chips and sausage balls.
Okay.
You want to talk about good stuff? Because I don't do that very often.
Yeah.
But man, something about that.
That
there's something about that comfort food when it's cold. What's your go-to? Go-to comfort food?
It's going to be some type of bowl of chili or something.
So you would go chili?
We love chili.
See, my wife will complain if we decide to go chili.
But you can do so many things with it. You can eat it as chili at first. Then the next day you can have chili hot dogs. And the next day you can have, like, there's so many different options.
Do you put Fritos in yours?
Sometimes.
Cheese?
Cornbread.
Ooh, that's good.
It's really good.
Crackers?
Yes.
Crackers or chips? Which one's better?
I like crackers.
Tortilla chips or corn chips if you had to pick?
Corn chips.
So, yeah. And like a lot of times, like I won't put...
Like Fritos, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And make like a Frito chili pie.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes if I have the big Fritos, the scoops, I'll just scoop them.
Yeah.
But if I have the small ones, I just dump them in there, but I have to eat it fast.
No, that makes sense.
Because I don't want my chips to get soggy.
Yeah.
Let's post on social media the favorite comfort food of the season. It turns cold. What is your favorite comfort food? It's going up on our Facebook page.
Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
And you can always call us, 870-935-KFINE. That's your direct line to the KFINE studio. And Brandon Baxter in the morning, 870-935-5346. What is your go-to cold weather comfort food?
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We're talking about winter comfort food. I don't want to eat healthy right now. I want comfort food.
Yes.
I need comfort. So we have people on the phone lines who want to share their favorite winter comfort food, maybe something that we can use because I need new ideas.
Yeah, definitely.
870-935-KFINE is your direct line to the KFINE studios, 870-935-5346. Hey, Danielle, what's your favorite comfort food?
I do, and I have not ever heard of anybody else that makes it aside from my mother. She makes what is called ham and cheese soup.
Really?
And it's not soupy like you would regularly think with like a broth or anything. It's very thick with milk and Velveeta cheese in it.
Ooh, wow. And then how do you do the ham? What kind of ham is it?
She will buy just like a regular ham and dice it up.
Ooh, yeah.
And it also has like potatoes and celery and onions and just, you know, diced up vegetables in it. And it's very just, I don't know, something about when it gets cold, all I want is ham and cheese soup.
What do you eat it with?
Typically crackers.
That sounds good. Hey, could you bring us some this morning?
Well, if I had some this morning, I would.
Well, stay warm, and we appreciate your call this morning.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Danielle.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Boy.
Happy birthday to you.
For it. Well, 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 time for birthdays for today. Monday, November the 18th of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Gavin House of Bono, 9 years old today. Jeremy Luff from Harrisburg, happy birthday. Sandy Hawks from Pocahontas celebrates. Eric Gates of Jacksonport, 25. Jaden Lamb is turning 6 years old. Love from Mommy, Daddy, Lexi, and Olivia. Chris Lawrence has a birthday. Love from your wife and your six kids. Dude's busy.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Chris. Jennifer Franks of Jonesboro celebrates. Dennis Berry from Donovan, Missouri, having a birthday today. We have Jason Butler from Wynn. Happy birthday. And Taylor Riddle of Jonesboro celebrates. So happy birthday to Taylor Riddle, who's having a birthday today. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say happy birthday to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Nathan Kress is 27. That's Freddie on iCarly. Megyn Kelly is 49 today. Duncan Sheck is 50 today.
Sheck?
Sheik?
It's Duncan Sheik.
Okay, sorry.
Me and Derek King, 1998.
Oh, gosh.
We're driving around Memphis in his old Jeep. And we would have this song cranked up, man. We look so cool singing this one.
And I can't find the air. Don't know who I'm kidding. Imagining your care. And I could stand you waiting.
Man, I bet you are cool.
Fool for another day. I don't suppose it's
worth a nice Jeep Wrangler. That old beater. So we took kids. Anyway, Duncan Sheik, 50 years old today.
Owen Wilson is 51. He was in Wedding Crashers. He's the voice of Lightning McQueen. Kirk Hammett is 57. Metallica.
Oh, let's do this.
Still, baby, don't say a word.
Were you scared of the song?
Totally.
It's just the beast under your bed. In your closet, in your head.
Scared to death. Those cool kids had the shirts. Had Bon Jovi. Michael Bolton.
Wow.
Anyway, there's some Metallica for you this morning.
Kevin Nealon is 66, former SNL cast member, and Doug Wilson on the show Weeds. Dennis Haskins is 69. That is Mr. Belding on Saved by the Bell.
Happy birthday.
And Mickey Mouse is 91 today.
Oh, toodles.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You sound just like him.
Uh-huh.
And TJ Osborne of the Brothers Osborne is 35 today.
We should do some of that.
One more drink leads to another. You slide up close to me. Tavor t-shirts on feature. Your hands all over me.
That's a good one. They did this one.
I had a little fun. Not a wrong got done, but it ain't my fault.
They did this song with Dirk Bentley.
I'm a little bit steady, but
Burning
still
Man.
A little bit rolling stone. I'm a little bit heaven, but
Brothers Osborne performed with Brooks and Dunn last week at the CMAs. One of my favorite songs they've done, though, is on the Maren Morris album, her most recent one.
It's a good one.
And it's called All My Favorite People. Have you heard it?
Yes.
It's like my favorite song on the whole album.
Not everybody leaves well enough alone.
heard that. That's Mary Morris, All My Favorite People, and it features Brothers Osborne. Happy birthday goes out to TJ Osborne of Brothers Osborne, 35 years old today.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, we see them on television. We see them on social media. We hear them on the radio. And they're making tons of money. We're talking about country music's highest earning stars. All right. Let's run through the list of the top five. And you're going to hear the amount of money they're making over the last year. And you're going to be like, dang, it is insane. Number five on the list with $31 million is Kenny Chesney. It's a long way down to where $31 million in the last year. Number four with $32 million, Blake Shelton. Number three made $35 million, and that's Keith Urban. We were the jackets hanging on to a holly, two heartbeats in the moonlight. We were number two on the highest earning country stars. This is kind of crazy. $38.5 million to the Zac Brown Band.
And a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio.
And the highest earning country star of the past 12 months with $42.5 million is Luke Bryan.
She wants my hands on her body. She wants to burn like she's made of fire. Said she ain't going home till we drink every drop of Kentucky.
Crazy, right?
Drive. Don't even know what she'll do.
He's making money off of touring. He's making money off of American Idol. He's making money off of basically everything he touches. Luke Bryan, $42.5 million in the last 12 months. Forbes magazine names him the highest earning country star.
So the 53rd annual CMA Awards apparently did really, really good in the TV ratings. 11.3 million viewers turned in to see Carrie Underwood, Dolly Parton, and Reba McEntire host last week. And this is enough to make it the number one program of the night, while also being ABC's largest Wednesday night audience of the TV season so far. The show also grew from last year, where it was 10.1 million that tuned in to watch. So
that's big.
About a million more.
Well, I'm telling you, that's big, too, because you don't see very many shows getting close to those ratings except maybe a major NFL game.
Right.
So those are huge numbers for country music.
So if you missed the show or you want to see any of the performances, we have them up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com.
Also, a big congratulations goes out to Luke Combs, who has earned his first number one album. What You See Is What You Get is number one overall, over all genres from last week. Luke Combs beat out Post Malone, Youngboy, Summer Walker, and Taylor Swift, and Kanye West. So a big week for Luke Combs. And if you go to our Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog, you can check out Luke Combs, who's showing off his newest version of Crocs, like he's teaming up with Crocs. It's camo Crocs with a bottle opener on the shoe.
He's bringing them back to life.
It's actually kind of cool. And you can check it out this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com. That's kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I saw Chris Lane at the Jana Kramer show that I was a special guest at.
Did you get to meet Chris Lane?
No, I think he got there late.
Oh.
I did have many minutes.
I'm sure he wanted to meet you.
I'm sure he did. He was disappointed. I actually got a message from him on social media.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how it works in my
house. Kind of like, wow, you're friends with Jana Kramer. I want to be friends with you.
Basically, that's how it goes. Mm-hmm. I mean, did you see that Jana Kramer shared my photo of Kai?
I did see that.
Over the weekend. He was so excited about that. So Jana had a movie that was out, Christmas in Louisiana, and we helped promote that, you know, and stuff like that because we like her. But we posted a picture of Kai in front of the TV, thumbs up, and she put that out on Twitter and on her Instagram story.
Didn't think it was cool.
I explained to Kai, I'm like, Kai, do you realize on her Twitter, because she doesn't retweet a whole lot of stuff, she retweeted that. I'm like, Kai, 1.4 million people follow her. You are famous.
What did he think?
He thought it was the coolest thing
ever.
That
is cool.
Now he wants to go hang out with her. So the next trip is going to be me and Kai.
Good luck with that.
Unless he's going to watch the dogs. Think that'll go over?
No.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Positive minds lead to positive lives. It's time for your morning motivation on Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Monday mornings, we're joined by Eric Birch from Birch & Co. Real Estate. We started this many years ago because we realized out of all the people that we know, Eric Birch has maybe the best perspective of anyone.
At least for the 5 minutes we're on the phone.
That's it, man. Or at least your perspective is better than mine and Kelly's. So
there you go.
And especially David, the barrel boy.
Yeah, definitely.
Especially David. Nah, David's always positive. Even when y'all beat up on him, he still stays positive. I'm impressed with him.
I do have a question for you this morning. I have a real-world problem I'm dealing with. I made cinnamon rolls for my wife and my son yesterday, and I was freaking out because it doesn't seem like they give you enough icing with the cinnamon rolls.
Okay, so we discussed this before we went on air. This is a real-world problem.
It's big, man.
And now we're trying to figure out if there's enough icing in the package for cinnamon rolls.
Well, because here's the deal. Like, let's say you have 8 cinnamon rolls. Typically, you have enough for 6 to be really good, and then you have the 2 loser rolls, which end up being the ones I'm stuck with because everybody else picks first.
Oh, my. Okay, so we need to complain to Nestle or whoever is making these. We need 2 more ounces of icing.
Or it's either that or give me a few less cinnamon rolls.
I told him to write a letter.
Cut back on the cinnamon rolls. There you go. And then the icing would work.
Or if the tube needs to be a little bit bigger, we can just make the tube a little bit bigger. But I'm telling you, you would have more customer satisfaction and sell more cinnamon rolls if there was more icing.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, let's look at this, though. So did you just tell me there's 8 cinnamon rolls in this particular package you're referring to?
Yes, there was.
And you're a family of?
Well, there are 4 people in my house right now, but I think only 3 of us had the cinnamon rolls.
Well, that's typically a family of 3, so the 4th one's not always there.
Yep.
So you actually are going to eat more than 2 cinnamon rolls?
2.5 cinnamon rolls each.
Well, I didn't because the last couple didn't have any icing, and I didn't just want to eat bread. I didn't want to eat cinnamon bread.
Cinnamon bread. Well, I'm sure you can buy some extra icing somewhere.
Ooh. Can you do that?
No, something to look into there. And maybe that's what they should do is sell, hey, to the side, if you want the icing for the other 2 cinnamon rolls in here, you got to pay the price.
And see, that's why we call Eric Birch is for moments of positivity.
Right.
Moments of positivity. Where all of a sudden we're like, wait a minute.
It's clear now.
Thanks, guys. Have a good week.
But that makes so much more sense, and it never even came through my mind. There you go. That's why we call Eric Birch.
Put something else on top of it. Put some jelly on it. Put some, figure out something else.
Oh, Birch, you and your eating habits. What did you have for breakfast? I had 4 beets and some celery.
I guarantee you they are a little different, I promise you.
All right, so get us motivated. Here we sit on a Monday morning.
Well, let's talk about this. As we all, each day that goes by, we're a little bit older, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But does it seem like time is going by a little quicker today than it did 10 years ago?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, for sure.
Or even 20 years ago?
Yeah, for sure.
So why is that? Has time actually sped up?
I mean, I wouldn't think so. I think time is still time.
Time is set. So we still got the same 24 hours. We still got the, the same 60 seconds in every minute. But for some reason, and I just started going, why in the world does Christmas come so much quicker at 40 than it did at 30 or did at 20, and especially at 10?
Oh, for sure.
No, because when I was 10 years old, I think the week before Christmas, it seemed like it took like 2 months.
Yeah, for sure.
Every day took forever. So we ask, why is that? Why do our brains, why do we feel, what's the question or the answer behind that? And it's pretty interesting when I started reading and studying is that the older we get, the more things we do in our, and we talked about this before, is it our conscious or our subconscious minds?
Probably our subconscious minds as well, right?
Right. So now all of a sudden, it's each and every day, and maybe like, Brandon, how long have you been on the radio at K-Fine?
It's been 5 years at K-Fine. It's been 17 years, almost 18 years at this company.
Yeah, so 17 years. So you've got a good idea when you walk into the studio in the morning what's going to go on, right?
Oh, yeah, pretty much. Some days.
So, for the most part.
Yeah.
17 years ago, was it a challenge each and every single day?
Oh, yeah, because you didn't know what was going to work and what your audience was going to respond to.
Yeah, so that's all of a sudden we start getting comfortable in life. And all of a sudden, we start running on more autopilot more of the time than we do when we are 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. Because at that age, it's everything that we do is normally new.
Yeah.
It's something, hey, what's going to happen today? Who's my teacher, this year? Who's my coach this year? What other activities or sports what, you know, as you're growing up, everything changes on a very regular basis. So just think about that. If you want to slow time down a little bit, challenge yourself today. Think out of the box. Look for a new activity. Look for a new adventure. Look for something that's going to, again, just sort of spur your mind and challenge your mind that it's not just, well, the same old humdrum, here we go, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, same plans on the weekend, nothing new, nothing exciting. Fire those brain waves up. Really think about it. Enjoy life instead of just coasting through life on cruise control.
There you go. Great advice right there from Eric Birch. Birch & Co. Real Estate. It is your Monday morning motivation. And we hope you have a great week, man.
You guys as well.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I love to do things that make Kelly nervous. Like playing games with her. Like the game we're about to play.
No.
Which is a game of Married, Have You Ever? So I was reading this thing that talks about things people do in marriage. And the question is, essentially, is it okay? Are these habits normal or are they unacceptable?
Well, if I have to answer, you must too.
Oh, okay, I will. I'll do that later.
No.
You just tell me if this has ever happened. Yes or no is the answer, okay? Mm-hmm. Is it acceptable or unacceptable? Is it normal to have long stretches at dinner where no one says a word?
At my family, at my house, no.
But is it acceptable? Is it okay?
It's fine.
72% of people feel that it's okay.
I would encourage it.
Not to talk. Okay, let me ask you this one. Is it okay to fantasize about being married to someone else?
No.
Okay, 42% of people say yes.
Who are they?
I know. Because I'm telling you, if I went and asked all my friends.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. They're answering this question when their spouse is not around.
Exactly.
There's no way that they're around.
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay to tell little white lies to each other to make the other person feel better?
No.
No?
Does this dress make me look fat?
So you want whatever we truly think in the moment. 61% of people say it's okay to tell those little white lies. Is it okay to talk about your bathroom habits, like when you go?
I'm sure it's okay, but you need to leave a little, like, don't, there's no reason to talk about it.
78% of people say it's okay. Okay, do you pee with the door open?
Typically, no.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
They say 77% of people say it's okay. It's cool. If it's just me and my wife, I'm peeing with the door open. And really, probably even if it's just me, my wife, and Kai. My mother being in the house changes that a little bit.
Correct, yeah.
It's a little more a little more awkward. Is it okay to stay out all night with your friends? Yes or no?
Yes, it's okay.
63% of people say it's acceptable. Let me ask you this one. Can you flirt with other people?
You're asking me if it's acceptable?
Yes or no?
Is it okay to flirt with other people? No.
It's not okay.
No.
That's what most people think. 76% of people say it's not okay to flirt. If you're in a relationship, you shouldn't do that. And the big kicker, and the one that surprised me the most, is it okay to pass gas in front of your spouse?
You answer first.
No, I don't want to. You answer first.
Well, I know your answer because of a story that you once told me.
Okay, that's weird. That's not good.
Your wife said that y'all were working out one time.
Okay.
And there was a part where y'all had to do jumping jacks.
Stop, please. Stop.
And you had some problems.
Stop.
So obviously for you, it's okay.
No, it's not okay.
In Brandon Baxter's house, anything goes.
I'm just going to say it's not okay. We do not do that. It's something we've never done. But something about jumping jacks, man. I don't know what it is, and it's like every jump, which becomes the absolute most humiliating thing ever.
So romantic, working out.
Well, because especially if you're trying to go fast, like if you're keeping up with P90X, and it's like, oh, double time.
Double time. Freaking,
it's like a freaking train's rolling through. And then we have to stop because it's so embarrassing. But again, I'm asking you, is it okay?
Right, so you said at your house, it's okay.
No, it's not okay. We do not do that.
We don't make a habit of it, but no one's going to get in trouble if it happens.
When's the last time your husband passed gas in front of you?
I really don't remember.
When's the last time you passed gas in front of your husband?
I'm sure it was last night.
See, that's awful.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
If you go to my social media, my Instagram story, or on Twitter, both can be found, Brandon on KFIN. I have a poll up, and it's all about cinnamon rolls. Because I wonder, based on my experience, if everyone else feels the same way, that the cinnamon roll companies don't give us enough icing with our cinnamon rolls.
It's a conspiracy.
So far, 82% of respondents agree with me. So, like I want to tell everybody, people just agree with me.
Yeah, sure.
Because basically, I'm always right. Yep, mm-hmm. True story. Mm-hmm. A-State bathroom break the other day. It was halftime. I had to go. The men's bathroom was locked.
Yeah. Speaking of polls, how did that poll turn up? Because you put up a poll that said, should I go into the girls or the guys? And I'm not even sure why you had the issue.
Because I had to go. And I only have a limited amount of time in halftime.
There wasn't a male restroom?
It was busy. Locked. Mm. Couldn't get in there. I'm like, I gotta go. I did.
You're going to be going to the bathroom in a lot nicer bathroom,
too. It was nice and warm and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, I don't know what's going on. I'm polling everything. Every time I think of something, I put a poll up.
Well.
Is that weird?
I had poor Aaron. If you need advice.
Aaron Howard with me. I'm like, hey, take a picture of me at this bathroom. He's like, what? I'm like, just take a picture of me standing here about to pee. Let me not, like.
Poor guy.
Before I went in.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Thanks for clarifying.
Hello.
Morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Did you hear how she answered me and then how she answered you?
Yeah, like she's disappointed I'm alive.
Hi, Kelly. Hey. Oh, it's him.
Hey, I don't know if you know this. We have a brand new Alexa device in our house. We have finally entered 2019.
How's it going?
It's cool.
Yeah, I do know that.
Has it laughed in the middle of the night yet?
Ooh, no. Why would it do that?
I've heard it does that sometimes.
I'd freak out. It can hear.
Brandon will hide under the bed.
100%. I can hear. It can hear everything though. Like legit. I can be like, Alexa, stop, and it stops.
Wow.
And I probably just now triggered somebody. Hey, let me trigger somebody's device right now.
You love doing this.
Alexa, play K-Fine. That was the first skill I taught it. And I was like, yeah, now Leslie can walk through the house and listen to me.
Oh God.
And I got it where the podcast is going to be doing that. I don't know if it's doing it today, but it should be doing that pretty soon. Like,
well,
hey, Alexa,
cool.
Play the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, which is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, kfine.com, available through Spotify, the iHeart app, mm-hmm. all that stuff. The podcast is everywhere. My wife hates the word podcast.
I don't know why, but I do.
It's just because he said it a lot at the beginning.
Well, because we were launching a podcast.
Oh, my goodness.
Want to do a
when
podcast.
Y'all were doing that, that's all I heard about.
Right. And then we were going to do the podcast from my house. Yeah, that didn't work out.
I think you still should. I think that would be fun. Right.
Me too, especially if you'd feed us every time.
Oh, that'd be great. Like cinnamon
rolls. I'm just thinking about drinks, but food
okay.
too.
Works too. So you could have been there the other night when we watched Janet Kramer's Christmas movie.
I know. I saw that. I couldn't help but notice that y'all were going to watch a Christmas movie Saturday night. I don't know which movie. I'm not sure which movie it was, but
y'all, that's not true. I've seen a Christmas movie before.
Not with me. Hello.
Yes, I
I'm
have.
Your wife.
Y'all been married how many years?
1,000.
Almost 11.
Brandon, gosh.
Have we really never watched a Christmas movie until that one?
No.
But we've seen.
I don't think we've ever watched a movie together until that one.
Wow.
Okay, so
what do y'all do?
We don't do anything. We get
nothing.
On our phones.
We're like 90. Oh, it's 8:30. Guess I'm going to bed.
Well, I get tired. I wake up at 4. No, but legit. So have we never sat down to watch National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, or is that always me and Jeff?
No, we've never watched that. I mean, we've watched it, but it's like we're not sitting on the couch drinking wine, watching a movie together.
Because you get mad at that movie, at that scene with the girl in the lingerie store.
Shut up.
She does.
So
she,
weird.
She looks over at me like, you're not allowed to watch this.
Kelly,
I'm like, I'm
just
42.
Reach over there and pop him, please.
I already know.
Freaking 42. This movie was made 30 years ago. I've seen this part.
Oh, my God.
Why did you call me?
I don't know.
Well, selfishly, I was hoping you were going to roast him somehow, but.
Oh, that's nice. So that's the reason you wanted me to call her.
Of course. That's why everyone wants you
no,
to call her.
That's not fair.
To see you get roasted.
I'll go back to this movie that we watched because I will. He did not get up to pee. He did not get up to do anything while this movie was on.
That is not
true.
You're making me sound like a loser.
Well, I mean, he was like glued to this movie.
Because it's a good movie.
And what movie was it?
Christmas in Louisiana.
Starring?
Jana Kramer.
My friend. I got
the first key.
Hang on. Don't interrupt me.
Oh my gosh.
She's got the future. No, legit. Because, again, we've talked about her for so many years and had fun with her over the last little bit. But legit, she's a really good actress. Like, she really is.
Yes,
she
is.
The camera loves her. Mm-hmm. You know, she looks good on camera, and she played the part
so
perfectly.
Do, you.
Do what?
And so do you.
What do you mean, so do I?
The camera loves her.
Oh, and I love her, too. I thought you were saying the camera loves me.
Well, of course it does.
Well, thank you both for being insulting. She was awesome, though. I was really proud of her. Proud for her.
Yeah, she really was.
And proud for your best friend.
And I told her that in a message.
Multiple times.
Oh, my gosh.
What? I did.
My new best
friend. She's going to block you.
No, she's not. She likes
She's
me.
Like, if he says best friend one more time.
She wants me to come to Louisville. They're doing a show in Louisville. They want
to
see
it. It's 6 hours away.
Well, I'm going to have to take a couple days off.
Wow.
No, but legit, how excited was Kai whenever he realized that Jana had retweeted him and put him on her Instagram story?
Yeah, he was. He was really excited about that. I'll give him that.
Because again, he's 10. He's heard about her since he was 4.
Right.
Born.
Like, since he could remember anything, he's heard about Jana Kramer. So now, you know, for her. And I'm like, Kai, she must think you're cute for her to put that back out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, Dad. Yeah.
Oh,
that's
my
why
gosh.
I said, that's why I said, like, father, like, son. Kids got great taste.
Leslie, it's over for you.
We know. We know. So there was a kissing scene in that movie, and he's like, I hate him.
I did
Wait,
not say
you
that.
You said that's, that about the, no, the actor that she what, was
yes.
kissing?
That's what Kai said. Not,
like you're
not
in second grade jealous?
I gotta go.
Oh, my gosh.
I gotta
Leslie,
go.
I'm so sorry.
Goodbye.
Bye.
You're banned from the show from this point forward.
You called her.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got you gossip.
Got you gossip on Ariana Grande. So she was forced to call off a concert last night in Lexington, Kentucky. She had been warning fans earlier this weekend that she hadn't been feeling good. So some fans were kind of like, it looks iffy. She posted a video saying that it hurt really bad to swallow. She wasn't sure what was going on, but that she wasn't going to be able to push through for the night. She was upset. She said, obviously, you're going to be refunded. I'm devastated. Thank you for understanding and sending love. Again, Ariana Grande forced to cancel a show due to sickness.
I would be so disappointed, if I had wanted to go to a show and you wait and wait and wait and wait. And like you get there to the week of and the countdown is on and you're making plans and you're traveling possibly. There might be hotels involved. And
you know
dinner
she
plans.
Thinks about all that too. It makes her just feel sick.
Yeah, and then like, does she get the venue money back? What about all the road team that's on the road? Mm-hmm. They're probably going to have to be paid anyway. Mm-hmm. It's a big deal for an artist to have to cancel a show. So, gotcha gossip on Taylor Swift. We told you last week about the drama with Big Machine label group Scooter Braun and Taylor Swift. Basically, Taylor says that they've told her that she can't perform her older music at the American Music Awards, and Taylor's fans are hardcore.
Yeah.
Like, they love her, and they fight for her. As a matter of fact, they decided to call in threats to Big Machine Label Group on Friday in Nashville. At 12:30, the entire Big Machine Label Group was shut down. The headquarters closed. There were people in the company getting death threats because of Taylor Swift and the battle between Big Machine and Scooter Braun.
Gotcha gossip on Fuller House. It was kind of a sad weekend because they wrapped their fifth and final season of Fuller House. Bob Saget, who played Danny, said that he was proud of the incredible work and love and all of the deep friendships that the cast have or has. He posted several photos, including one with John Stamos. Yeah. So if you want to see Uncle Jesse, he's up there. Also, Candace Cameron Bure posted a video, a photo of herself kissing her real-life husband and captioned it, Fuller House. Final bow. So we have all the emotional posts up on the blog, the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Shameless.
The only reason I'm glad this song is over is because he's been singing this at the top of his lungs.
Dude, one of my favorites. There was a point in time where I had a car and the car radio broke. And I was broke because I was doing wrestling full time and I was broke. and couldn't fix it. So what I did was I got the Garth Brooks Greatest Hits cassette tape, and I carried a boombox and just bought batteries, and we listened to the entire Garth Brooks cassette tape over and over and over again.
That's when you know he's good.
Legit. Like, that's, I couldn't afford more tapes.
You've been making so many mixtapes.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, the mixtapes from back in the day.
Yeah.
It was so great.
I know.
And now it's so much different because, for the most part, probably young people have no idea what we're talking about.
I know. I'm going to make my kids a mixed tape today.
Okay. So think back to how we used to do it, right?
Yeah.
Way back. We would listen to the radio, and we would have record and play and pause.
Yes.
Hit. And then you'd unpause it and record the song that you wanted. And then sometimes the radio DJ would talk over part of the song and you get mad at it.
Yep.
And now we do that for a living. But, like, people don't do that anymore. You know, because now it's like, hey, just go buy the song.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when you were downloading so many songs illegally through Napster?
Are you talking about the one that you had called LimeWire?
No, I'm talking about BearShare. You had all those, right?
No.
You didn't have any of them?
Mm-mm. I don't even know what you're talking about.
That's how you would make the mix CDs.
Oh, yeah.
Because in 7 minutes, I'm going to have the song.
7 minutes. That's true, though.
I mean, it would take a while.
Wow.
I saw a deal the other day that was talking about how when you used to have to use dial-up internet, and it was like, you know, 28, was it 28.8, then it was 56K. And that was a big deal, right?
Huge.
But if somebody were to call you or pick up the phone, it could disconnect you from the internet. So let's say you're trying to download something on a dial-up internet connection.
It's upsetting.
And somebody cuts you off. Do you remember, because again, this is something I saw on BuzzFeed. They were talking about in the early days of cell phones, how we would have to calculate minutes.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I only have so many minutes left. Or it'd be like, call me after 7 when the minutes are free.
Or yes.
Nights and weekends were free.
Wow.
When's the last time you thought about that?
It's been a second.
It's weird. Now that makes us feel dated.
Yeah, it does.
Or like when kids see a home phone or a home on a wall or something.
And they don't know what to do with it.
Like, what is that? It's a phone. What do you mean? Can you watch movies on it? No, you can't watch movies. You can place a call.
What's this wire attached to it?
Right. Or when you'd have to buy the extra long wire because the phone outlet, you wanted to bring it closer to the couch or something like that.
Wow.
Or the first time we got caller ID and you actually had a box. There was a separate caller ID box. It didn't show up on the phone. You'd actually have to run to the box, like in the kitchen, to see who was calling.
And you could tell who it was, and you could know if you didn't want to pick it up or not.
Yeah. Or I remember when we got voicemail, like the call waiting voicemail, where you didn't have to flip over to see who it was. You didn't have to click over.
Call waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could either, you could click over, or you could send them straight to voicemail.
Wow.
Man. All right. So now that I feel really old...
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So when your husband's going to go buy cold beer, and I know he wouldn't drink beer very often because he's a martial arts black belt multiple times, and he's healthy. But if he were to buy beer, would he buy cheap beer or expensive beer?
Middle of the road.
Like what?
Corona, Shock Top.
Expensive. That's expensive.
Is that expensive?
Yeah, it's expensive.
It's
expensive beer.
Okay.
Bud Light,
Coors
Light,
expensive
beer. Pabst Blue Ribbon. Not so much, right? PBR?
Probably not.
But they have a new deal that's kind of intriguing where Pabst Blue Ribbon is starting to sell 99 packs of beer.
Okay.
And they say they come in this long, narrow tube that is several feet long. It costs $175, but there's 99 beers in that.
So how many of you are already ordered?
Wait a minute. That's expensive.
You're thinking it was going to be cheap.
Why is it so expensive?
Is it because of the tubing?
I don't know. Hmm. That's $1.76 per beer. That's a lot.
You're just cheap.
It's available in Texas, Massachusetts, Arkansas.
What?
Yes! Pabst Blue Ribbon, a 99-pack, but it's actually more expensive than buying it some other way. Here's how big it is. Look at these two guys holding
it.
Like, literally, it looks like it's, I don't know, 8 feet of beer.
I think you're paying for the... just the experience.
It's a 99-pack of PBR.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. News. K-Fine.
Country Music News.
On Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Well, Forbes magazine has told us the top earning country stars of the past 12 months. So we see them on television, on social media, on award shows. We hear them on the radio through streaming services. And these are the dudes that are making the most money this year. In at number five with a total of $31 million over the last 12 months is Kenny Chesney.
It's a long way down to where I wanna go.
Chesney. $31 million. Coming in close at number four, Blake Shelton with $32
million.
Number three with $35 million over the last 12 months is Keith Urban.
And we were the jackets hanging on to a holly, two heartbeats in the moonlight.
And at number two, $38.5 million in the last year, the Zac Brown Band.
And a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night.
And number one, with $42.5 million in the last year, congratulations, Luke Bryan.
She wants my hands on her body. She wants to burn like she's made of fire. Said she ain't going home till
$42.5 million. According to Forbes magazine, Luke Bryan is the highest earning country star of the last year.
So the CMA Awards were on last week, and apparently they did really well in ratings. 11.3 million viewers tuned in last week.
Awesome.
That's enough to make it the number one program of the night, while also being ABC's largest Wednesday night audience of the TV season so far. And it also grew from last year, where it was 10.1 million that tuned in to watch.
That's a huge deal.
Yeah. So if you missed the show or if you want to see any of the performances, we have them up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com.
And congratulations goes out to Luke Combs, who has earned his first number one album. His new album, which is called What You See Is What You Get, sold more than anybody else in music. That includes Post Malone, Taylor Swift, Kanye West, DaBaby, Billie Eilish. Luke Combs is in at number one. And of course, his latest single has everybody talking about how great this song is.
Just 'cause I'm leaving, it don't mean it. I won't be right by your side. When you need me, you can't see me.
You can check out Luke Combs and his new Crocs as well. They're camo, and they have a beer bottle opener on them. You can check him out on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com. That's kfine.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Hey, if you go check out the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast today, we talk about my battle at home with cinnamon rolls.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big battle. We also talked about comfort food. Hey, it's Monday, right? It's cold and we're talking food all day. We also talked about normal habits for marriage or things that might not be deemed as normal, including passing gas. We call my wife, who says that over the weekend we did something for the very first time that we have never done before.
For the first time.
So that was kind of fun. Yeah. Anyway, all of that on today's Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, which is absolutely everywhere. You can check it out on Apple Podcasts, Google Play. You can go to the iHeartRadio app to check out the podcast. It's going to be on Spotify. It is going to be literally everywhere.
Everywhere.
And you can even listen to it online on our website, which is kfine.com. Kelly Perry. What's on TV tonight?
Monday Night Football. We have the Los Angeles Chargers hosting the Kansas City Chiefs. Dancing with the Stars. There's only five people remaining. James Vanderbeek, Lauren Elena, Fifth Harmony's Allie Brooke, Kel Mitchell, and Hannah Brown. The Voice is on tonight. The top 13 perform for Dedications Week, where each of the songs they perform will be dedicated to someone else.
I have heard that
Mary Beth Bird is going to dedicate a song to you.
Oh, man. So Jana Kramer 2 weeks ago and Mary Beth Bird
what is
tonight?
Happening?
I am going to message Mary
You're
Beth and
fire.
See if that is true. I am radio fire.
The series premiere of Blind Date on Bravo and also All American, His Dark Materials, Black Lightning, All Rise, Bluff City Law, Bull, and The Good Doctor.
Thank you, TV Guide. We hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on K-Fine. Does anybody still read TV Guide?